The latest Stats New Zealand data has shown a downward trend in all 9 child poverty measures in Aotearoa. However, Save the Children says we still have a long way to go to ensure all tamariki are able to thrive. I spoke to Advocacy and Research Director Jackie Selfie, who says that more attention needs to be given to lifting the incomes of our lowest income families. We started off the interview discussing Jackie's response to the government's announcement that 66,500 children have been lifted out of poverty since 2018.
We are very pleased to see that the measures are trending downward. After all, that is the point of the child poverty measures and government investment in this space. However, we do want to be cautious because we still have a large number of children in New Zealand living in poverty, and those families on the lowest incomes are still very much affected by levels of poverty here in New Zealand.
So what would your recommendations be then to the government to do further work on supporting those living on the lowest incomes in Aotearoa?
Well, essentially everyone, every child needs to live in a family with a livable income, whether they're in work, studying or on welfare. And we need to make sure that welfare levels are enough to cover the basics for our children and their families. We know from the release of the data yesterday that Stats New Zealand made the comment that the biggest gains were made from those on the median incomes, lifts in median incomes. So we would like to see the lowest income household have greater focus, and that means more cash in those households.
And the government only met 2 out of its 3 main targets. Do you have any opinions on whether their current targets go far enough, specifically the main targets of reducing child poverty before and after housing costs, and also the percentage of children experiencing material hardship? Do these targets go far enough?
Well, I think the targets are reasonable because we know that, they're still working to meet the third target, which they didn't quite meet, or they were three percentage points off meeting that. So we know that if they were to meet that, that lifts another portion of children out of poverty. And we'd like to see targets are good because they give us something to measure against and they can show us how we're tracking. And what it does show us is that where there's a political will, there's a political way, and it focuses spending and investment and policy on lifting children out of poverty. So we can be inspired by that to want to do more, not to write it off as thinking, oh, well, we haven't got there yet. Let's say, well, we're getting there. We can do this and let's put more investment in there. And I'm pretty confident that most New Zealanders, if not all New Zealanders, would want to see every child in New Zealand lead a good life and have the money they need to pay for the basics.
Right, and these statistics, they were the first to consider the impact that COVID-19 has had on people. What impact have you seen inflation have on families over this time?
Well, we know from our colleagues working in the sector and certainly reports of the numbers of people needing emergency accommodation and high needs for food bank parcels, that clearly people are struggling to meet the basics. And so these latest lifts in food prices, the highest in decades, and fuel, probably the highest we've ever seen, and now an interest rate rise on top of these, will really make it tougher for families on low incomes that are already struggling to make ends meet. We already know that families have to toss up between having enough healthy food or being able to go to the doctor or put petrol in their car. And these are really difficult decisions to be able to cover the basics.
The government cited their policies like wage subsidy and benefit increases as being something that really contributed towards these statistics. How effective do you believe these policies have been at reducing poverty in Aotearoa?
We know that benefits have been far too low for far too long, and we'd like to see the government bring those promised increases forward, because even though they've been allocated, some of them won't take place until the 1st of January this year, and given the rise in living costs, we'd like to see that brought forward immediately to help families. We know that families are struggling with the impact of COVID, and we're seeing regularly through the media that people are struggling to make ends meet when they need to isolate. They might not be able to work at the same level, and so and for children at home, they can't access some of those really great policies like food in schools.
I suppose I'm also wondering if there's anything that you believe the government's figures or Stats New Zealand's figures didn't show or didn't include that needs to be highlighted on this mission to reduce child poverty or eliminate child poverty in Aotearoa.
Well, it's absolutely important that we realise that people living in homeless situations or in emergency housing have not been included in this data. And I think that needs to be a priority, that we can reach people in these situations and gather the data, because after all, these are the families living in the hardest end of poverty. And without that data, how can we truly understand the picture for what's happening for whānau in these situations?
And just for my last question, could you tell us a little bit about what Save the Children is doing right now in this area?
Well, we work hard to advocate for government change. In New Zealand, we have a really strong government. We have a system of welfare that has been around since the 1930s that's set up to provide for our families and children through our taxes that we pay as New Zealanders. So we campaign strongly for government to prioritise children and lifting the wages of families on the lowest income. And we can see, and we do that collectively with other colleagues across the sector, and we can see that this advocacy is working. We've seen the government engage on this, and we've seen rise in benefits, but, you know, there's still a long way to go and there's more work to be done in this space.
And is there anything else that you wanted to add that I haven't already mentioned that you think is important?
Just that we need to keep child poverty on the political agenda. It's tempting to think the challenges are big and, you know, and turn our attention to other issues, but really we've got to keep this on our agenda. We've seen improvements and we know we've got further to go, and every child in New Zealand deserves a decent life that is better than struggling for the basics.
And that was Jackie Selfie from Save the Children.